Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09, almost 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Hey, glad to be back.
Good to have you. So, you and I haven't had a chance to talk too much. We were having a little bit of trouble getting connected, so I apologize. That's my fault. I don't know if there's anything that's been a big case or anything that's happened in Santa Rosa County. I didn't see anything particularly, but you'd be the one who'd know a whole lot better than I would. Anything that we ought to talk about?
Yeah, no, it's been pretty quiet so far, which is a good thing.
All right, we like that. That's my favorite one. But yeah, we do have some stories in the news that I wanted to ask you about. I want to start with the one that, and look, I understand in advance that you may be reluctant to comment on this, and I accept that. I always defer to you guys on your judgment, but I am sure you're well aware. Okaloosa County, a couple of years ago, had a deputy that got shot and killed responding to a domestic violence incident. Basically, the guy, you know, was out the window shooting at the cops. He got hit. They took him to the hospital. He passed away. He has now agreed a deal with the state attorney's office to confess and also to accept for the other attempted murder charges against the other deputies and the first-degree murder charge against the one he killed. And the state attorney's office is allowing that in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. I spent a lot of last hour talking about how I disagree with this decision for a variety of reasons. I don't want to rehash those. But I wanted to ask you, you're the neighboring agency sheriff, and I know you're close to Sheriff Aiden. And, you know, I mean, if you have an opinion, our audience wants to hear it. If you don't want to talk about it, I understand that too.
No, I'll talk about it. If I understand it correctly, the reason they ran it past Ray's family and the family, to avoid having to sit through the painful process of court, agreed to it as well. So I'm all for what the family wants. Would I like to see this scumbag put down? Oh, yeah, I'd like to do it myself personally. But if it helps the family and it gets closure for them and they don't have to sit through some gruesome testimony, you know, I'm all for it. I really am. It's all about Ray's family.
Well, so it's interesting because that's kind of exactly the opposite of what I was saying last hour. And, you know, you're the expert. I'm the opinion maker. So talk about that a little bit, because my concern is I totally understand not wanting to inflict any more suffering on the family.
Yeah.
But I think you also have other law enforcement officers and the deterrence effect of believing that you're going to die if you shoot at a cop. And also just that some families might be, you know, philosophically opposed to the death penalty and some families might be for it. And I don't think justice ought to depend on whether this family or that family has a view. It ought to be based on what the law says and what's best for the whole community is kind of what I was saying last hour.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, you can argue either way. And like I said, I'd love to put him down personally. But, you know, for me, if it's my deputy, and, of course, Eric Aiden would be the one to talk to, I would be 100% behind what the family wants. And I get your point of, hey, if you shoot at a cop and you shoot a cop, you need to die. And in Santa Rosa County, they probably would because we'd kill them. But, you know, it's up to the family for me. That's where I would rest the whole entire thing. If they say, no, we want them dead, then I'd be like, hey, I support you 100% and we'll go for the death penalty. But if they say, no, we don't want to sit through that and don't want to get punished basically, and, you know, send them to prison for life, I would accept what the family wants.
Okay. Interesting. That's why I love talking to people, especially smart people, because we just have different views on this, and you're the sheriff, I'm the philosopher. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Smart people. You said smart people. Who's coming on the show after?
Stop it. don't get humble on me now, sir. you're the authority. You make literally life and death decisions, you know? So I appreciate that. I take that under advisement for sure. I wanted to talk with you about, there's been two other stories that have been in the news this over the weekend. One is far more awful than the other one. Let's start with that one. It was, I believe, in Arkansas. A couple with their kids are out hiking. They wind up getting murdered. We're still not quite sure exactly what happened. They're looking for a suspect who apparently fled in the car. The kids were left okay. To me, when I hear that, because my wife and I, we go boating, we go hiking, we go paddleboarding, we do stuff and with our kids and without our kids all the time. To me, this is just another version of you're vulnerable in all kinds of places you don't think you might be vulnerable in. Is that how you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, and consider, you know, anytime you go outside anywhere in America, you know, something bad can happen. Look at the Walmart up in Michigan. People just shopping. Some idiot comes in there and starts stabbing people. You know, you always have to keep your head on a swivel. And I tell everybody, you know, Santa Cruz is the safest counties in America. We still have killings. I mean, you just, it's you know, you're not going to avoid it. And you always have to protect yourself and your family. So I tell everybody, you know, carry a gun, train with a gun. Don't just buy one and put it in your waistband, but train, learn how to shoot, protect yourself, protect your family. And if you're going hiking, I mean, you know, you have not only crazy people out there, you have bears, you have all stuff that could attack you.
Right.
So you always need to have some means of self-defense.
It's inconvenient, but, you know, we live in a world that, you know, the more remote it is, the more vulnerable you could be, and that's why I actually find it very frustrating when you encounter, and I think it's like federal parks basically where they'll tell you no firearms, and I'm like, well, you're just making me choose between, you know, my safety or visiting your park, and that's not a great choice to have to make,
right?
Because, you know, like you said, not people necessarily, but there are also bad people, you know.
Yeah, and you have to determine too. You say it's inconvenient. Well, being killed is inconvenient too.
Right.
So you always got to weigh it, and you know, you always have to have some way to protect yourself. And you know, the federal parks that say no handguns or whatever, I just don't go to them because I'm packing 24/7 pretty much. So
it's a choice.
You know, if some place says no handguns, and I'm just not going there.
We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Senator of the Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on me for just a second. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox them out. Still dealing with the, if you're on Highway 29 southbound around Diamond Dairy Road, we've got an accident with a roadblock that's causing some delays. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to us, Senator of the Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, you mentioned it, but this was the other story that I had wanted to talk about with you is you have this knife attack in Michigan, in Traverse City, you know, where a guy walks in with a folding knife, starts attacking people. I hate to say it, but it's true. Yeah. He cut a woman's throat. Thank God she lived. But, you know, then, you know, 11 people wind up getting wounded and then gets confronted outside by a group of good guys, one of whom has a gun.
Yeah.
He clearly needs to go to the range more because he's holding it sideways like some thug. It's weird. But they managed to get him in custody, and somebody else tackles him. And it's good people doing the right thing. But if nobody had a gun, I don't know how this might have been different. But also that there was restraint. You know, you tend to think people with guns shoot right away. Well, this was restraint, right? They captured him instead of killing him.
Yeah. Yeah, and that goes to show, you know, in Florida, almost everybody pretty much is armed, especially in the panhandle. We love our Second Amendment. And I think, and not to judge the people of Michigan, I'm not trying to do that, but I know they have gun control issues up there. But in Florida, you know, if that same thing would have happened, the first person to get stabbed and yelled out help, you know, if it was at Walmart in Santa Rosa County, he probably would have got shot by four or five different people at one time. And, you know, it would have been stopped pretty quick because, like I said, just about everybody's packing, and you need to be nowadays. People are crazy.
You know, this is another kind of, you know, like I go to Walmart all the time, and I don't know why Walmart has become like the nexus of these incidents, but that's that's why I carry. It's not necessarily me. It's if I'm in a situation where I can do good, I'm faster than the police response. I want to be able to do good, you know?
Yeah. You know what they say? They say when you need the police and minutes matter, or seconds matter, we're minutes away. So I mean, you have to be able to protect yourself and your family for a limited amount of time prior to us getting there.
You know, the last one I was going to bring up with you, Sheriff, is there's some interesting data comes out that says that states with stand your ground laws, we're kind of on a theme here, but the net takeaway from the study was that states with stand your ground laws have a higher homicide rate. And, you know, I don't know in the study whether they did a very good job of differentiating, well, homicide of innocent people or homicide of crime perpetrators, you know, because that's worth asking, right? But also... Oh, yeah. What I think is, okay, well, if more people get shot and killed, that doesn't necessarily mean that that outcome is wrong. Maybe they deserved it, or maybe, it seemed like a kind of a loaded conclusion, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you can tell it's probably leaning a little on the left there. But, homicide, you know, cops commit homicides across this country, unfortunately, every day. And people think, well, no, they're killing people that, you know, were shooting at other people, mm-hmm. and it's still a homicide. They didn't die of natural causes. They died of lead poisoning. And the reason being is, you know, it's still classified as a homicide, even though a cop is rightfully killing someone that is doing something bad. It's still classified as a homicide. And what the left likes to do, or the anti-Second Amendment people like to do, is just cram it all into one big package and go, yeah, look at this. Stand your ground states are killing people left and right and blah, blah, blah. And it's just not so. If you whittle down the statistics and take the ones out of justifiable shootings, it probably would get cut in half, probably.
Yeah, and again, you know, the thing we're always saying is the good guy with a gun and proper training and knowledge of the law produces a situation where even the sheriff in Michigan said much more horrible things could have happened if good people, and particularly a good guy with a gun, hadn't been there to thwart it. You know, that's the justification, and those stories don't get reported a lot of times, or they, you know— the crime averted doesn't get reported because, you know, who's going to bother reporting it sometimes? That's also true, too. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, thanks so much, as always, for the time. I appreciate the perspective where you and I disagree. That's, I think, useful for the audience and useful to make me think about my own view. So I appreciate that, sir.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
All right. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, take care, Andrew.
8:21 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And, hey, if you need to buy or sell a home or need to, you know, just get some information on whether it's a good idea for you to move to the beach or move to the county, move to the country, or move to the city, or, you know, maybe you're picking up a rental or thinking about it. And you wonder, well, have insurance or has insurance and the cost of financing changed enough? Have rental rates, has any of that stuff shifted at all? Or is it different than it was 6 months ago, a year ago? You know, 5 years ago, it was easy to get homes and rent them and make a fortune. And now, well, is it? You know, what about investment buyers? Are they affecting our market very much? Like, all the questions you have, all the right questions. Ask an expert, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. She'll help you think through that. She'll give you advice. She'll, you know, execute whatever decision you make. But, of course, she'll help you think about that in a little bit different way, maybe get you better answers and better questions than you might have been asking before. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
Queen appears to be in very serious condition.
The man alive.
He dies.
Isn't it interesting in the Rocky movies how exciting it is to cheer for the winning of the good guys, but also how you kind of love the bad guys too?
That's
like,
right.
You love Drago and his comments.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I must break you. And, you know, and you like Clubber Lang, you know, Mr. T. Just, you know, and Thunder Lips, of course. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. All right, David Wayne is, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're on Highway 29 going southbound toward I-10, we've had an earlier accident there, and the roadway is now clear. I'm not seeing any delays in that area. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Two Senate Republicans want a special counsel to investigate former President Barack Obama over his administration's assessments of Russian interference in 2016.
We found something we didn't know before. At the end of the day, I'm not calling for a prosecution against President Obama for treason, but I am calling for an investigation.
That's Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Senator. Texas Senator John Cornyn also wants the investigation, and he says he hasn't discussed the idea with President Trump, who reportedly said that the Justice Department could handle it without a special counsel. Over the weekend, more than 170 passengers and crew members on an American Airlines flight all safely evacuated after a landing gear malfunction in Denver. Video showed travelers sliding down emergency chutes with carry-on bags. One passenger was hospitalized with a minor injury.
Carrying a kid and falling and not the most elegant experience. But the weirdest part about that is the other video. From inside the plane, looking out the window, as you can see one of the tires rolling away across the landing strip.
Goes.
Like, well, that's not what I was hoping to see.
Yeah, I imagine not. speaking of tires, how about that for a transition?
Nicely
Bubba
done.
Wallace crossed the finish line ahead of Kyle Larson to take home a historic win at the Brickyard 400. The first black driver to claim victory at the racetrack. The win is the third of Wallace's career.
Yeah, it's a weird stat, though, right? Because how many – John, you're much more of a NASCAR guy. David, thanks so much for the update. Was Bubba Wallace the first black NASCAR? He's not the first, is he? Okay.
No.
But it's not – it's mostly white. I mean, vastly white. So has he won elsewhere? Is this his first career win?
Who, Bubba Wallace?
Yeah.
No, he's won two other times.
He has?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
This was his third win.
So why is this a story? Black guy gets third win? Is that the.
I know.
It's the first time a black guy's won at the Brickyard?
I have no idea.
Okay. Do we do that for every oval? It's going to get that. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, 437-1620. I just, all of these kind of, you know what it made me wonder, and I did not know the answer to this. I didn't look it up. I should have. But I remember when Danica Patrick was racing.
Oh, yeah.
Did she have wins?
You know what?
I don't know either.
I don't think she did.
I don't think so either, but I don't remember. And that was, she was not NASCAR. She was racing Formula One, right?
No, she was in Formula One, but then went to NASCAR.
Okay. Yeah. But again, it's kind of it's just, okay. You know, first left-handed person born in October, you know.
I thought you were going to say April, and I was like.
Parents were remarried twice. I mean, you know, to win it. Like, what's, why? It's
just, keep the stat.
Yeah, something. Okay. All right, 437-1620. And I'm not going to do that story today. Ichiro Suzuki, CeCe Sabathia, and Billy Wagner get in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
And, congratulations.
I know. And first ballot for CeCe and Ichiro. By the way, CeCe is thin.
I couldn't believe it when I saw the picture.
I was looking at the picture of everybody, and I thought, well, who's that guy?
Yeah, where's the other half of it?
I know what CeCe Sabathia looks like. He was a great pitcher, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But he was always... Rotund. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was,
Rotunda.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's not. He wasn't. trim. And but now he is, which I assume, I mean, in the day and age, when somebody makes that much weight loss, you assume it's like Ozempic type stuff. So it might not be. You know, he might have just, you know, eaten really well for a long time.
Exactly.
Who knows? Ichiro, meanwhile, gets in with, this is still amazing to me. If you're not a baseball fan, I apologize in advance, but I'm trying to help you when you get to work and people are talking about this, you'll know what to say. Ichiro Suzuki got in, first ballot, not unanimous. Only one player has ever gotten in unanimously, and rightly so for Mariano Rivera. But I started looking at the list, and this is insane. Ichiro, I mean, 3,000 hits in the U.S. after playing in Japan for, what, 7 years he played in something like that in Japan? I mean, the guy, 3,000 hits, crazy. Unbelievably good player. Derek Jeter wasn't unanimous. Ken Griffey Jr. didn't get 3 votes. Nolan Ryan didn't get 6 votes.
That blows me away.
Nolan Ryan. Who votes no on Nolan Ryan?
Guess they weren't Ranger fans.
This list is very embarrassing. Cal Ripken Jr. had 8 no votes.
What?
Right. Like, what? What's? What do you? What
planet?
Hank Aaron got 406 votes out of 415. Hank Aaron.
I mean, wow.
Maybe you need a different system. Because if anybody could vote no for Ichiro or Nolan Ryan or Tom Seaver or Cal Ripken or Ty Cobb to the Hall of Fame, your process is flawed.
Very.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. His mother came from Scotland. President Trump using his Turnberry Golf Club to host Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer for talks from trade and energy to migration to a Gaza ceasefire.
As you know, giving a lot of money to Gaza for food and everything else, a lot of that money is stolen by Hamas. And a lot of the food is stolen, but we're very much involved, and I think it's one of the main reasons for our meeting today.
Yeah, we're going to be discussing it.
Britain already initialed a trade deal before the president's big weekend deal with the EU.
Very powerful deal. It's a very big deal.
$750 billion for U.S. oil and gas, weaning it off Russia. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he would welcome testimony from Jeffrey Epstein's partner in sex crimes, Ghislaine Maxwell. Her lawyers say she has not asked the White House for a pardon just yet. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 81 and sunny skies here in Pensacola. Of course, we'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Two people are injured after a shooting on Avery Street in Pensacola over the weekend. Officials say that happened on Saturday. The suspect was reportedly still at that home when police arrived. That caused a few road closures in the area that night. Investigators do say a woman was shot. She's currently in stable condition at a local hospital. SWAT teams were activated. Police attempted negotiations with the suspect, but he was later found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. An investigation is ongoing, and we don't have an update on the suspect's condition at this time. A Pensacola man's been charged for a shooting in June of last year. Caleb Manning is now the second person to be charged in the murder of Terrell Omar Owens in June of 2024. Police say that Owens was shot in a drive-by while sitting on his porch. 22-year-old Tyree Baldwin was the first person arrested for that shooting. He's been held in the Escambia jail since March. Manning now was arrested earlier this month on separate gun and drug charges. He's now being held without bond on a homicide charge. Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge in Navarre is temporarily pausing intakes of orphaned wildlife to focus on care for the animals they've already got in their custody. The refuge says this is because of high demand and limited staffing. They are encouraging the community to reach out for guidance on reunification or to access other resources for orphaned wildlife. The refuge says they'll share updates on when intakes will resume on their social media pages. A raceboat caught fire in Pensacola Bay Sunday. It happened near Three Mile Bridge. Officials say the Coast Guard was dispatched, but a Good Samaritan helped to put the fire out before they got there. So far, there's no word on what caused that fire. Thousands of NASA employees taking advantage of early retirement. NASA recently announced that over 3,000 employees have accepted early retirement offers or resigned so far. That's about a fifth of their workforce. It leaves NASA with around 14,000 civil servants. A hearing today could answer some unsettled questions about alligator Alcatraz. A federal judge in Miami We'll hear from a group of plaintiffs questioning who's running the facility in the Everglades. With no clear oversight of the facility, groups like Americans for Immigrant Justice argue that inmates don't know what immigration court has jurisdiction over their cases. The plaintiffs are asking the judge to order DHS employees to designate an immigration court to hear the cases. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say clarity is urgently needed. Well, Century making some land development code changes in regards to parking lot regulations. The changes are being made to allow for the Food Giant grocery store to build an ATM in their lot. The number of required spaces for a food store are being reduced from 4 to 5 per 1,000 square feet of floor space. Spaces are also being reduced for, or space requirements, that is, are also being reduced for general businesses, but parking requirements for most commercial establishments in the city are not being changed. It's 8:35, News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are flowing smoothly. Seeing a minor delay on Highway 29 as you approach 9 Mile Road southbound. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. John, now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today, but a very hot day. Plenty of sunshine with temperatures getting near 97 degrees for your high. Heat advisory is in place with heat index values up to 112. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Tuesday, a little bit more rain in the forecast. 40% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high near 96. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather App. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it's 82 degrees. We've got sunny skies. Your next news at 9 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now this morning, a mixed open on Wall Street. No big changes. The Dow is down 16.75 points at 44,885 this morning. S&P up 8.5 points at 63.95. The NASDAQ up 73 points, 21,181. Looking at the 10-year bond rate, up slightly at 4.408% today. Gold prices are down 840 at 33.2720. Silver down 7 cents at 38.28. And crypto is mixed. Bitcoin's down just over 500 at 118.490. Ethereum's up 472 at 38.41. Solana's up just under $3, just over $3 now, 190.49. Dogecoin is down by a fraction of a cent. President Trump says he's reached a trade deal with the European Union.
The EU has long maintained that tariffs are taxes that will cause economic pain on both sides of the Atlantic. But faced with an August 1st deadline, EU officials say the baseline 15% duty is better than the 30% rate that would have taken effect should no deal have been struck.
President Trump called the agreement the biggest of all deals during a joint news conference with EU head Ursula von der Leyen. Well, the two-day meeting of the Federal Reserve kicks off tomorrow amid mounting pressure on the Fed chair to lower interest rates.
President Trump has made it clear he wants Fed Chairman Jerome Powell and the governors to lower interest rates now to make it cheaper to borrow money and spur investment. The Fed has said inflation is still a bit too high and looming tariffs complicate the issue. Most investors predict the Fed will choose to hold interest rates steady for now, anticipating at least one rate cut before the end of the year. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And thousands of NASA employees taking advantage of early retirement. NASA says over 3,000 employees have accepted early retirement offers or resigned. That amounts to about a fifth of their workforce. Layoffs are coming to Panera Bread. The company is shutting down fresh dough production operations in underperforming locations. Some facilities have already started closing up shop. Panera will be leaning on third-party contractors to prepare their dough. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janie King, the King of Clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannieKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
What did you just say? I've got that look, so you're worried?
No, I said he's got that look. We're in trouble.
I don't
gets
know.
A little grin, y'all.
I don't know
his
where.
Face.
Yeah, I do. Well, I play out in my mind like, where's this conversation gonna go? And mm-hmm. I never know. And so we'll see. Mm-hmm. So I was having a conversation with some friends. We were over at their house on Friday, and I don't remember how exactly we got to talking about this, but we got to talking about being tanned or not.
Ugh.
And as let me say it in purely a color sense, the whitest person in the room wherever I go.
Right, we know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in terms of color. The question was, do you wish you were more tan? Or do you judge people by, like, their skin tannedness? And, you know, I was like, what? Because my friend, he says, you know, well, do you wish you were more tan? I said, what? Like, I didn't understand the question. And he said, no, I mean, do you wish you weren't so white? You know, and I'm like, no. Why would I possibly even care? And he said, well, because, you know, tan people look better, look healthier, are more attractive, whatever. I'm like, they are?
Oh, my God. Where have you been?
So that's where the conversation was, is, you know, would you want to be more this way? You know, do you judge people by their skin tone? Do you judge yourself by your skin tone? Do you try for a tan and all of that? That's kind of where, and I actually have a follow-up kind of on this. It's related, but so John, let's
go ahead.
I'm asking you,
do
you wish you were more tan?
No.
If you could make yourself be more
healthy
looking?
I could care less.
Same.
Okay, because you are guys. That's why. Because women, there's a lot of pressure to look perfect, like the models who have these perfect tans. So when I was growing up, let me tell you, I was a child of iodine, baby oil,
okay,
aluminum foil on the face.
I mean, it get out there and bake that skin.
Oh gosh, we were out there for
fry
hours.
Fry it. Oh, crispy.
Anything you had to do to look gorgeous. If you had a tan, you were gorgeous. Period. There was no debate. Now that, you know, everything's changed and the sun's changed and blah, 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 blah. It's like, now my doctor says, you can't get in the sun. So now most people I know are not doing it because the sun's not the same as it used to be. But I still have that, like, oh, I wish I had a tan. So then you try the sprays and the tans and the wipes, and you try, and it's just not the
same.
Yeah, there's tanning wipes. Just trust me, I'm an authority on this subject.
I'm just amazed.
Tanning wipes?
Yes, there's tanning wipes.
So it's like the rub-on version of a spray tan.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Or you can go to spray tan places. You can get a spray tan. You can hire a personal spray tanner. I mean, it's not that I have explored this issue.
I don't think you have any personal knowledge. I really don't.
Yeah, so this
I think it's was very much part of the beauty.
And this is why it's interesting, because if somebody gave me a membership or a 30 times use card to a tanning place, it would be the least used thing I would ever own. And that's saying something, because I have a lot of least used things. I would never go. I don't see the point of it. I don't see the value of it.
I'd be willing to try it for you.
And when it comes to, you know, particularly like with beauty, I mean, my wife is equally white. I mean, we're redheads. You know, we buy stock in copper tone because, you know, we're going to use a lot, right, for our kids. The same thing. Like, it would never occur to me to think that a woman is more or less attractive based on, I'm aware that it's a promoted standard.
You don't wear sundresses, do you?
She does.
Oh, wait a second. No. I want him to answer that.
I mean, I don't.
This got really good. I was like, so, Andrew.
Yeah. White legs don't look good in sundresses.
Yes, they do.
White legs don't look good in
They don't
shorts.
Look good in pastels, but they look good in vivid colors.
And in the summer, what do you wear?
Vivid colors.
Pastels.
Okay. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. To your text in a second.
All right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. 9 Mile Road, Highway 29, all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So the question of the day, do you, I guess, accept tannedness as a legitimate beauty standard, or do you accept it for yourself? Do you want to be more tanned?
And when you go to bodybuilders, they're always got these gorgeous tans.
Yeah.
It's not the same. If you take off your shirt and you're a gorgeous guy, the tan makes it.
Okay. I will just tell you that I can blind you with my belly, so I'm not going to be showing anything.
Whoa.
But we actually had a competition because my other friend
who's
big into tanning, she's like, I'm really white where I'm not tan. I'm like, let me tell you about white. All I did is I lifted up my shirt a little bit and showed her on the side. And she's like, oh, no, you win.
Well, the funny thing is if I see someone's Irish and I know that they're white, like that's
white,
their,
alabaster
that's,
white, yeah.
Then that's beautiful in a different way.
Right. See, that's what I think.
But
I
mean, the rest of us, we need to have a tan.
I legitimately didn't get the question. I haven't internalized this standard. I don't believe in it. And it's not some like highfalutin thing where I'm, well, you know, skin cancer and sunburns and all that. That's not it at all. It's just literally I couldn't make sense of the question. Do you wish you were more tan? No. What was so weird? So,
I probably wish that my whole adolescence.
Yeah, fascinating. All right, let's go to some of these texts.
I also grew up in the South, so that's part of it too.
437-1620. Somebody says being pale is only great if you are a vampire.
Thank you. There you go.
But don't be so tan to be an Oompa Loompa.
Or have that leathery skin.
Oh yeah, no.
No, the George Hamilton
beach skin. Beach skin, you know.
Yeah, you do.
Somebody,
know.
You know that lady's been at the beach a lot in her life.
Or the sun tanning bed.
Yeah, no, right? Well, okay, either way. Let's see. Amen, sister. Ditto, betadine baby oil. There you go.
Oh, I love it.
I don't care if I'm tan or not. Now, when I was younger, I was outside laying in the sun in order to get a tan. I'm a guy. That was a woman. I'm a guy. This one says I'm transparent. Wait, what? Oh, if I don't have some color, okay.
Oh, okay, because I was like...
See-through skin, all right.
Is that a fantastic
So a moderate tan is good for me. I don't care what other people do. However, my 15-year-old daughter will judge you if you're white. Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
There it
Somebody
is.
Says, and a redhead, I have two skin settings, blinding white or steamed lobster. Right, yeah,
yes.
We don't...
That I understand.
We get freckles. It's the best we can do is freckles.
That I understand. There's a beauty in that.
Yeah. Let's see. Somebody says, I tan easily, but I'm not vain about it, so I'm perfectly content with my farmer's tan. Let's see. And by the way, the whole skin cancer thing has really
changed
how people think about skin tone and sun access and all of that and SPF and all that.
But you know, the people that say I've got this gorgeous tan and I don't really work at it are the same people that have gorgeous bodies that don't really work at it.
Sure, sure. Which is a lot easier when you're 25.
Exactly.
You know, I had a friend who used to have the expression said, a beautiful face at 20, I think she said 20. A person with a beautiful face at 20 is lucky. A person with a beautiful face at 80 worked at it. which I think is kind of an interesting.
They worked
on
it.
Yeah, no, that's not what they meant. Okay. They meant smiles a lot and lives a healthy life and has a lot of
well,
friends.
Well, I mean, you know,
John. Well, they worked on it. That's
there's
true
that.
Too. Let's see. I have Carla says I have Swedish genes and redheaded relatives. So as a teen and young adult, I worked hard at tanning. Baby oil, iodine, aluminum foil club is Meg. Now in my mid-70s, I'm not on a first-name basis with my dermatologist. I am on a first-name
yes,
basis with my dermatologist.
Too.
That's the long-term consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Somebody wants a photo of me with a sundress.
Oh, my goodness.
It says AI is an option.
Oh, don't tempt me.
As a runner, I feel like it's my civic duty to have a tan as I gallop around town with no shirt and little shorts. doing a favor to everybody. Of course, everyone, somebody says, wants to be able to get a tan. Tan fat looks way better than white fat.
Amen. That's true. So true.
Let me just say, this person is very dark. So I know this person. Let's see. I wish I was as tan as Tom Lehrer. Oh, that's the guy who just passed away, the mathematician slash parody musician or whatever. Let's see. Who we haven't talked at all about today. My mom always says, it's the same thing. Tan fat looks better than white fat. maybe that's my problem. All right, 850 here on News Radio 92.3. That's it. Oh, by the way, the follow-up, we're not going to answer this question today, but I am also not tall. I'm 5'6 on a good day. Well, my friend said, well, you know, would you rather be tan or be taller? I'm like, taller? Duh!
Are you sure these are your friends?
They
because
are.
Those kind of, okay, never mind. I'm just going to be asking because, you know, you have your little group.
437-1620. Hey, if you
got very tense in here all of a sudden.
Fake tense. Totally fake tense. Which is different from past tense. I don't know. I couldn't stop myself once I was thinking about it.
Oh, boy.
All right. So if you need to buy that next vehicle, like a convertible to work on your tan. Okay. Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality, almost new cars. Cars that are 1 to maybe 3 or 4 years young, low miles, great condition, A quality cars, cars you can count on. They really go out of their way to get cars that, you know, you don't, it's not like a fixer upper. And you have probably all bought fixer uppers before, you know, or cars that you're not sure about. That's not what they sell. They sell cars you can depend on. They're going to warranty them to 100,000 miles or 10 years. In fact, the Honda Odyssey that we bought was a pre-owned certified, not from them, of course, but because they don't do that, but from the Honda dealership that had it in Orlando. It came back to them after a one-year lease. For whatever reason, they couldn't sell it in 90 days, so they put it up to auction. They have very fast-moving inventory. Couldn't sell it down there. Frontier went and bought it, brought it back here. We got a smoking deal on a great car. Why? Because, I mean, that's how they work. They're buying cars all the time from you if you have one to sell. But from individuals, from leases, from auctions, from all kinds of places, Frontier's got outstanding selection. And really, you know, they just treat you right. That's the idea. They want to sell you not just this car, but the next all the cars you're ever going to buy. They want to take care of you that well. Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay and the Spray Tan said hi.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage with classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies all in their own style. Come out and take a spin on the dance floor at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This week, don't miss the Gulfside Market.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
What did I do?
You failed to stop on a red signal.
The light was yellow, sir.
Come on, feet.
Oh, man. I just watched Bad Times at El Royale, which is filled with Motown and 60s music. And it's just like, all these songs are good. Let's play all of this on the radio. 854 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, it's interesting. The Walmart incident up in Michigan in Traverse City has got me thinking. It reminded me of a story I had not told on the radio. I had meant to, but I just hadn't. Because what I thought is, it's a horrible thing. But it was made better by a group of people, including one armed citizen who needs to go to the range. Just him holding his gun sideways like some gangster. It's just, come on, man, that's not right. Anyway, but that stopped it from being worse, and they got together and they tackled the guy and got him arrested, and that prevented it from being worse, which is good. But it reminded me of a story that happened here at the Walmart that I was at on Creighton last week, where I come out, I'm getting ready to leave. It's hot. I've got ice cream. That'll become relevant in a second. And there's a guy who's, I don't know, 75, maybe, bigger guy, not fat, but like tall. So just, you know, probably 250 pounds. You'll get why that's important in a second. And he had apparently fallen getting out of his truck, trying to get into the scooter, and was on the ground. Mm-hmm. And somebody else was there trying to help him, a little lady, little girl. I thought at first she was related, but I think she was not. And I kind of stopped, said, you know, my first impulse was, do I want to stop? I'm like, I need to stop, right? Somebody needs help. So I stopped and asked, do you need help? And she said yes, and he kind of was reluctant to take help. Well, then somebody else came by, and, you know, we tried to lift him up, and we couldn't. I wasn't strong enough, didn't know what I was doing. The two of us couldn't lift him. And another guy came by, and he was stronger than we were and taller, and he maybe had a chance, but it wasn't really working. And I'll finish this in a second. Let's get traffic on the fives. John?
Was he tan?
No.
Okay.
Not even.
All right. Well, we tried. All right. Just one accident on the books right now. New Warrington Road and West Jackson Street. Just use caution in that area. That's a vehicle crash with injuries causing some delays on New Warrington Road. Be aware of that. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So, you know, last week at the Walmart, there was this elderly, older guy who's he's fallen and he can't get up. I mean, literally. And we're all trying to help him get up on the scooter. And eventually this lady comes over and she says, you know, I kind of work in this field. Here's what you need to do. And she, you know, told that there was a much stronger, younger guy who had come and seemed like he might have a better chance. And she basically said, you do this with the belt and you stand this way. And if we basically this one guy was able to do it with the right technique. And I just thought it was great that all these people stopped.
Yeah.
To help. I mean, it was probably, I'm just counting through the people in my head. It was six people, I think, in the end. And, you know, I think one or two people had walked by and had not stopped. But, I mean, there was a group of us that really tried to help. And I was useless, but I wanted to help. And there was a part of me that when I realized I was useless, my brain's like, well, I'm useless. Can I and my ice cream go now? I'm like, no, we're going to stay here and solve this because it's important to this man, right? And the reason I wanted to bring it up is part because the Walmart incident in Michigan got me thinking about how this, you know, we live in a community where a group of people stopped and helped. And I don't know if they were military, the two guys, they might have been, you can't assume, but maybe they were. But we just have that kind of a community where people stop and help. And I'm like, that's a Pensacola story. And then it got me, I connect that with another news story that I came across. And this is a little bit different, but you'll understand why I'm connecting it. It was a Today Show story, and it basically said that this one test can tell you whether you're going to live a long time or not. Like, what? And it was, the headline read, this test can predict how long a middle-aged person will live in just a few seconds. And I tend to run from those kind of stories because, A, if it's accurate, I don't really want to know. And, B, if it's inaccurate, it's going to make me think about it, and I don't want that either. But I did read it, and it had to do with the seated-to-standing test, where you sit, and we've decided that the preferred way to say this is Indian style.
Correct.
Legs crossed on your butt, legs crossed in front of you, okay? I think we're supposed to say indigenous people style now. But anyway, the idea is you're supposed to stand up without using your hands, your knees, your legs, your elbows, just to kind of rock yourself forward and stand all the way up is worth 5 points. Every body part you touch is a demerit, 4 points, 3 points. If you can't stand up at all, that's a zero. And then also to sit back down that same way. So from standing to seat all the way down to crossed legs and butt behind, so Indian style. And it's a full 10 points. Here's the thing. A good score is an 8 or above. Okay? The study looked at several thousand people. And what they did is they had them all perform this test. And they graded them. They only had them standing up. So 0 through 5. They came back 12 years later And the vast majority of the people who had a 5 were alive, and about only half of the people who scored a 4 or below were still alive. Because balance, strength, flexibility, agility, the ability to right yourself, all that stuff is so closely connected with your overall health that if that's bad, that's bad. Now, the only reason I tell you is not so you can know in advance, it's so you can work on it, because obviously these are things you can change. You can stretch, you can flex, you can condition, you can do yoga, you can practice getting better balance, because these are not things that maintain themselves naturally as you get older. And obviously seeing this older man, who most certainly could not do this test on his own, right? And thinking about what effect that has on your health and your longevity, I thought I'd pass it along. It's a little bit of a PSA this morning. Let's all be healthier. Let's live longer. Let's learn to stand up and sit down and be flexible and strong and have good balance.